A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night, the Marlins, who were off on Thursday, opened up a three-game tilt at SunTrust Park in Atlanta, Georgia. First of three this weekend, Marlins, Braves, Conley, Dickey with the recap. Here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for much of the Marlins' history, and especially in recent years, the Braves have really been a thorn in this team's side. And tonight, coming in, the Marlins playing very well of late, the Braves scuffling of late. But Atlanta, again, a thorn in the Marlins' side. Braves get a big home run from Nick Markakis. They come from behind, and they beat Miami 5-3 tonight in the opening game of this three-game series at SunTrust Park in Atlanta. R.A. Dickey and Adam Conley, a couple of hot pitchers of late on the mound to start this one. Dickey had allowed one run or fewer in six of his last eight starts, a 1.95 ERA in that stretch. Adam Conley, three straight, very strong outings since coming back from AAA, a 1.74 ERA in those three games. But tonight it was the Marlins' defense, which has been so good this season, letting the Marlins down in inning number one after Dickey worked a 1-2-3 top of the first. Ender and Ciarte led off the bottom of the first, reaching on a misplayed ground ball by Miguel Rojas. Brandon Phillips then with a ground ball to third base. Derek Dietrich threw low to second base, trying to get the force out on Inciarte. The ball popped out of the glove of D. Gordon. And initially, everybody was ruled safe and was charged as an E4 on D. Marlins challenged the call. They thought that D had possession of the ball long enough and lost it on the exchange. Well, they agreed in New York. The folks in the command center said, indeed, Inciarte's out, so take away the error. He had a man at first with one out. Freddie Freeman then crushed a ball toward the alley in right center field. Christian Yelich made a spectacular running, leaping catch right up against the wall, 403 feet away from home plate. So Conley had a chance to escape the inning. However, he hit Tyler Flowers with a pitch, putting men at first and second with two outs for Nick Markakis.
There's a ball hit off the glove of D. Gordon, and coming around third is the lead runner, Brandon Phillips, to play at the plate. Phillips slides head first. He's safe. A ground ball that should have had Conley out of the inning, and it's 1-0 Atlanta.
That ball lined off the glove of Gordon for an E4, then D. A little bit slow tracking it down, allowing Phillips to score from second base on the ball. It didn't get that far from D. Braves had a 1-0 lead, an unearned run at the end of one inning. Marlins would tie it in a hurry, though, in the top of the fourth after managing only one base runner on a second-inning walk by Tyler Moore through three innings. Giancarlo Stanton changed the score, leading off the fourth inning. Giancarlo, first ball hitting. Rockets went a long way deep to center, and we're tied at one. Stanton well over everything in center field here at SunTrust Park, his league-leading 34th of the season. And Miami has knotted things up in the fourth. 477 feet to straightaway center field for Stanton, his 34th of the year, most in the league at that point, tied with Aaron Judge of the Yankees for most in Major League Baseball. It would stay a 1-1 game into the sixth inning with both Dickey and Adam Conley pitching very well until in that sixth inning, Conley, a leadoff single. He was at first base with one out for Giancarlo again.
And he launches another one. A high fly ball to deep left center. It is up, up and away. A two-run home run for Giancarlo Stanton. His second of the night, 35th of the year. And at this moment, he leads the majors in home runs. Number 35 for Big G, with Conley scoring ahead of him.
That one, 424 feet, according to StatCast, off the bat of Stanton. Another multiple home run game for G, his eighth of this season, the 26th of his career. Those are both club records, the 8 in 1 year, 26 all-time, the 8 this year lead Major League Baseball. The Stanton multiple home run game, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So it was 3-1 Miami into the bottom of the sixth. The Marlins had a lead for the first time, but that lead would not hold up for long. With Conley still out there, Brandon Phillips leadoff single. With one out, he takes second, and a single by Tyler Flowers. So the Braves had two on, one out, when Conley ran the count full to the Braves right fielder, Nick Markakis.
Here's the pitch. A swing here, and a ball drilled high into the air to right. It is a three-run home run for Nick Markakis, and it's a 4-3 lead for the Atlanta Braves.
Markakis with his 2,000th career hit last night against the Dodgers. A big one tonight against the Marlins. Atlanta was back in front on one Markakis rip. Conley would be done after 5 1/3. He allowed four runs, three earned on five hits. Walked one, struck out two. Allowed that home run to Markakis. He hit Tyler Flowers twice, threw 84 pitches, 56 strikes. For R.A. Dickey tonight, he left on line for the victory after six innings of three-hit, three-run ball. He walked one, struck out three, allowed two Stanton homers. For Dickey, 94 pitches, 72 strikes. This one went to the bullpens. Dustin McGowan got a double play ball to escape the sixth inning, but then in the seventh, he allowed a leadoff double to pinch hitter Lane Adams. At that point, he exited the game. Harlan Garcia, the lefty, came out of the bullpen. He got Ender Inciarte and a comebacker for the first out. Adams had to stay at second base, but then he was wild pitched to third, so he stood 90 feet away for Brandon Phillips. With the infield in and one out, 2-2 pitch to Phillips. A swing and a line drive, base hit left field. Adams scores, and it's 5-3 Atlanta. For Phillips, his 39th RBI of the season, his fifth against the Marlins. Jim Johnson got the eighth inning with a 5-3 lead. He is the deposed Braves closer. Tonight, a lot of pinch hit single to Ichiro leading off the eighth. For Ichiro, career hit number 3,061 to move him past Craig Biggio, alone into 22nd on baseball's all-time hits list. He's now 20 hits behind Cap Anson for 21st place all-time. But after the Ichiro hit brought the tying man to the plate, D. Gordon a fly ball to right to cap an 0-for-4 night. For D, the end of a 13-game hitting streak, longest by Marlin this year. It matched his career best. Then Stanton, in search of maybe his third home run of the game, took a called third strike on a 94-mile-per-hour fastball that just did nick the outside corner. So there were two outs in the eighth. Christian Yelich came up representing the tying man, but he had a fly ball to left, and Johnson hangs a zero in the eighth. Arodis Vizcaino is the new Braves closer. In the ninth, he allowed an infield hit to Marcelo Ozuna to get the Marlins started. So Miami again got the tying man to the plate. JT Realmuto, a fly ball to center for the first out. Tyler Moore, a fly ball to center for the second out. But when Derek Dietrich walked, the inning was extended. The Marlins now had the tying and go-ahead men on. Two outs in the ninth. It all came down to Vizcaino and Miguel Rojas.
Now the 1-1 pitch. A swing and a ground ball to third. Phillips has it, throws down to second for the final out of the game. Rojas forces Dietrich at second base, 5-4, and the Atlanta Braves have won game one of this three-game series.
Braves improved to 6-3 in the season against the Marlins. The game-winning three-run home run off the bat of Nick Markakis. He is our player of the game, brought to you by Miccosukee Resort and Gaming, your passport into the Everglades. The $32 Summer Fun Pass grants you and three guests unlimited access to the Miccosukee Indian Village and Museum, alligator shows, fun activities, and plenty of wildlife photo ops. Plus, you get exclusive discounts at the gift shop, the restaurant, and awesome airboat rides. It's available through Eventbrite. For the Braves tonight, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They leave 4 on base. For Miami, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. The Marlins strand 5. R.A. Dickey, the winning pitcher, 7-7. Adam Conley, the loser, 4-4. Arodis Vizcaino saved number 4. Time of the game, 2 hours, 40 minutes. Played this one in front of 35,914 at SunTrust Park in Atlanta. The Braves, with just their fifth win in their last 18 games, they improved to 50-58 on the season. Now 25-27 in their new home this year. As for the Marlins, they came in after a 5-2 homestand. They'd won 9 of the last 13, but tonight they fall to 51-56. They are 24-28. On the road.
Okay, well, the Braves take game one last night. Game two comes your way this evening at 7:10. We'll be on the air at 6:40. Fish Family members, if you're joining us this morning looking for your Fish Family bonus code, that code is SunTrust Park, the new home of the Atlanta Braves, SunTrust Park. SunTrust is one word, park is the other. 7:10 tonight, 2-3, the middle game of this three-game weekend tilt. Marlins Braves, Dan Straley versus Mike Fultonevich, a pair of righties on the mound. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.